Good afternoon. It is 12:02, Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Public Service Commission, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert. So we have a quorum, and Commissioner Julie Fedorchak will be here just real momentarily. She got held up with the adverse traffic, I believe. So, but we all will be joined for the public input session. This is case number PU-22-194. This is a Montana Dakota Utilities Company rate case increase request. And the actual hearing for the case is going to be in the first week of May. And so that's a little ways off, but as we always do with these rate cases, we try and set some time aside in advance of it as a public input session so we can hear from the public. The public can hear from the company first, and then we hear from the public and learn more about what public learns what the case is about, and we hear from the public, and it better helps, especially our advocacy staff, which is really representing the public, to get a feel for that. And maybe there have been times when some very interesting issues that at least I wouldn't have thought of have come up in public input sessions, and our staff digs into them then, and it becomes part of the testimony in the rate case. So we will also do this again at 5 o'clock for people that aren't available during the daytime. Before we start, with the public input, we're going to have a presentation from the company explaining what they're asking for and what the drivers of that are. And that concludes my opening comments. I know Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, who's the portfolio holder, wants to add a few things, and so I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Commissioner Christman. I'm just going to give a brief overview on when this case was filed, and so I'll start. MDU filed an application on May 16th, 2022 for an increase in rates. MDU's proposed rate would result in an increase in its annual North Dakota Electric Service revenues of $25,365,558, or a 12.3% increase over current rates. Interim rates subject to refund were approved by the Commission on July 14th, 2022. The increase represents a $14.94 per month increase to the average residential bill using 800 kilowatt per hour. We do, in this case, have three interveners, and they are AARP, Walmart, and Marathon Petroleum have, like I said, have all intervened on this case. MDU presented this case to us as the main drivers for the rate increase include addition of Heskett Unit 5 or 4 gas combustion turbine to rate base and other increases in plant assets, the depreciation costs going up, increase in labor expenses, new hires and wage increases, and increase in the return of equity. So those are the drivers. Randy, do you want to go over the notice of opportunity, what we'll be discussing, or we don't do that at this time?
I don't think we need
okay.
to.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So at this time, I just want, as I said, I wanted to give an overview on the application when we received it, what we are reviewing, and at this time, as Commissioner Christman said, on the agenda, we're going to turn it over to MDU for a presentation of their application.
Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Travis Jacobson, and I'm with the Regulatory Affairs Group at Montana Dakota. Matt, if you could get that slide deck up. If you want to move in another slide. And again, today is the April 5th, and we have just a short presentation that we'll provide. And it's basically going to cover a lot of what Commissioner Haugen-Hofert had mentioned, just a little bit more background on that. So if we can move a slide ahead once. And this slide just represents Montana Dakota, as well as the other electric and gas utilities that are sister companies to Montana Dakota. As you can see, we cover eight states, and we have gas and electric service in, for Montana Dakota specifically, in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and then Great Plains in Minnesota. We have two sister companies, one of those Cascade, which is in Washington and Oregon, and then Idaho, which is our Intermountain Gas Company. So on the next slide here, we'll see that Montana Dakota provides electric service to about 94,000 electric customers in 119 communities in North Dakota, primarily the western and south central North Dakota. Specific to this request, the request was filed in May of 2022, about $25.4 million over our current prices. That represents an overall increase of 12.3%. Interim increase, as was mentioned earlier, of $10.9 million or 5.3% was implemented in July of last year. The interim increase resulted in an estimate of about $5 per month for an average residential customer. The last rate case that was filed by Montana Dakota had rates that went into effect in 2017, and that represented about a 3.7% increase at that time, or $7.5 million. The primary reason for the increase, as was mentioned, we have an 88-megawatt natural gas turbine that is being located across the river in Mandan, and that is a big driver in the cost. Also, since the last case, we've had significant transmission and distribution infrastructure additions. All of those incremental capital additions do add both depreciation expense as well as property tax expense. Inflationary pressures have been significant, particularly in the last couple years. We're seeing significant increases in our materials. Just across the board, I think everyone else is seeing the same thing, the cost of fuel to run our trucks, et cetera, and that is also pushing our labor costs higher. A couple of notable changes since our last case, which was filed in 2017, as I had mentioned, is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act did result in a decrease in our rates of about $8.8 million. And then more recently, the closure of both Heskett and Lewis and Clark stations did result in a net benefit from our filing of about $13.8 million. And looking more at the price to residential customers, the typical non-space heating customer that is residential and uses 800 kilowatt hours per month would see an increase of about $15 per month. Montana Dakota has proposed to collect a portion of that in our base rates, our monthly charge, if you will, and to increase that from about $14 is what it is currently, and then move that to just over $20. The remainder would be collected in the commodity charge. In other words, based on the each customer's usage. Again, the net effect of all of that is about $15 per month. Breaking down, I had mentioned earlier that the overall request was about 12.3%. Breaking that down then to the individual customer classes. The residential customer would see about 17.3%, and the remainder of the classes would move from just over 18% down to about 4.2%. Montana, Dakota has done a number of analyses to see what the cost causers. In other words, in order to serve those customers, whether they're residential or commercial, what is the required charge to get those customers to pay their fair share, if you will? And that is why there's a disparity amongst the groups. And with that, I have Darcy Nigam, who is our Director of Operations and Planning on the electric side, with me, and we would entertain any questions if you have them. And we appreciate the opportunity to present to the Commission and to the public in general. Thank you.
I don't have any specific questions at this time. I'm anxious to hear from the public. But first, right about the time you started, Commissioner Fedorchak arrived. I don't know, did you have any opening comments or anything you wanted to add?
I don't.
Okay. Commissioner Haugenhoffert, did you have any questions for the company before we go to public?
Thank you for your analysis. I have to apologize if it's there, but you talked about a number of analysis on cost causers. Has that been presented to us to evaluate?
Yes, it has.
Okay. And I apologize. I've been reading testimony. So, thank you. That's about the only question I have as far as I go through it. Except, with all the funding out there that's available, have you submitted any requests to receive under the, like, IIJA and all that? And if so, how does that impact this, or where's the status and all that?
So we have looked at both the IRA, which is the Inflation Reduction, as well as the IIJA, which is infrastructure.
Yeah.
And other stuff. I can't remember all the terms. We have looked at that. We have not found an opportunity as it stands today. We will continue to look at that. In terms of how would it impact this case, we really haven't found anything to date that would impact what we have requested in this particular filing.
Okay.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Thanks, Randy and Travis. Darcy, so you mentioned that the decrease in rates in 2018 for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and I can't recall for that $8.8 million, what was the customer impact on that? Can you remind me of that? Generally, how much did they go down?
I don't have that number in front of me.
Staff recall what the
just from a very high level perspective, it was almost exactly the same as we requested in the 2017 case.
Yeah, it's been a few years, so it's not terribly clear. But what I vaguely recall is similar to what Travis was saying. Is it nearly entirely backed out the last rate increase that was referenced in those slides from 2017. It was actually a 2016 case, but it was approved in 2017. And then subsequently, when we finalized the TCJA impacts, it backed out nearly the same dollar amount as that rate case put in.
And then we'll get into this, obviously, more during the hearings, but when you list the $3.8 million of net savings from the retirement of Lewis and Clark, and then the $8.8 million in the Jobs Act. Those two combined are, about what you're asking for, a little bit less maybe. So is that how you guys look at this?
So I'll just talk about Heskett and Lewis and Clark.
Mm-hmm.
The concept there is if we hadn't retired them, we would then be asking for additional dollars. So our request of $25 million would have been higher had it not been for the closure of those coal units.
Sure. And again, not to get into this, but then you probably wouldn't be adding Heskett if you hadn't closed them.
Right. I think that's
correct. I mean, those were the trade-offs. So.
Right. So we'd have to look at a net on that. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, that's it for me. I'd love to hear from the public if they're online.
I just wanted to say, Mr. Nagin, did you have anything else that you wanted to add before we go to the public input?
I do not. Thank you. Okay.
Matt, do we have any...
Hey, we have two people in the call queue right now. First one is Terry Yanner, so I'm going to go ahead and dial him.
Okay.
Can they hear us while we're calling?
Yep.
Hello?
Hello, is this Terry Yanner?
Yeah.
Hello, this is the Public Service Commission calling you for the public input session.
Okay.
Okay, so Terry, just I want to tell someone in the room here something. Matt, do we need to take down the slides in order to for him to see us?
This is via telephone right now, so.
Okay.
No big deal.
Now, what is this regarding?
Apparently, you had called and wanted to participate in the public input session. This is for the Public Service Commission on the MDU rate case.
Oh yes, I was just wondering.
And can you start out, Terry, by spelling your last name? I didn't understand it through the phone.
J H N E R.
Okay, thank you. Now fire away.
No, I was just wondering, like, how like every storm, everything, they did a rate increase, you know, because they had to put up more poles or, you know, more time and stuff, but there's never, after that's paid off, there's never a decrease. That's what I was wondering. Does that make sense? I mean, they had a storm go through, so they asked for another, whatever, 5% or whatever they're asking for all the time, you know, to help cover the cost for the storm. And then it never goes back down. And then all of a sudden another storm comes through, so they want another one. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, the way this works, we don't act, because we're like the judges here, so we don't get to make the case for the company or anything. We're just listening to you. And so I think your point is taken, and... we will weigh it in the questioning and stuff when we ultimately have the formal hearing with the company on that case.
Okay. But, I mean, that makes sense, right? I mean, they have a bad winter storm that takes out, oh, whatever, say, 1,000 power poles. Then they come to you and they want a rate increase or come to the PSC or whatever. And then Julie Fedechuk or whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll approve it, you know, because they need to cover it. Well, then... 2 years later, whatever, another one comes through, and they want another 5-10%. Or a year later, a tornado comes, and they want that one. And it just, I mean, I understand you need to go up in prices at times, but, I mean, if they're asking to cover for a storm, how come every storm they get whatever, you know, let's say 1% to 15% rate increase hike?
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know if you have to pay for their bill or not, but it, constantly just it's every little thing is being taxed on. I mean, it's, I don't know, if you look at it, it's, it doesn't sound like much, but it all adds up, you know.
So
that makes sense.
Perhaps I don't know if the company wants to respond. We usually don't get into a back and forth on public input, but if did you want to? Or wait till they...
Me?
No, I'm talking to the company reps here. They had gone through before we called you back through a list of the things. This is not just a storm-related thing. This is there were a number of things that they laid out that are driving the rate case request.
And okay, because so, it wasn't just, he was like just last year that whatever duty for day check or watch on news that it, they wanted a rate increase on this, or, you know, on whatever it was at that time. But it seems like almost every storm, every year, it's... But, I mean, when... I don't know, kind of frustrating. I just heard another person say, oh, my MDU bill is $400-some-odd a month. You know, and that's just for a house. And I'm like, well, I understand, because mine is $400 or $500 a month.
Hi, Terry. This is Julie Fedorchak, actually. So I think the news story, I think I remember the story you're referring to now. And it was a story about how I think electric rates are increasing in general and costs of energy are going up. So unfortunately, that's most certainly true, and because the price of the energy is going up. There's a lot of other factors. It's a little bit different than the way the rates are set and what we're doing here through this rate increase request. And so I think it would be helpful for the company to maybe clarify how this rate request might be different than the costs that you see on your bill for fuel, et cetera, that go up during storms. I mean, I appreciate your perspective that it doesn't really matter where it's coming from, you're paying more. And so that's a problem, and that's something we think a lot about in these rate cases. But it might be helpful for you to hear sort of how this rate case and the setting of the actual rates differs from when they what you see on a immediately following on your bill a winter storm. So Travis from MDU might be able to explain that.
Sure. Thanks for the question, Terry. Montana, Dakota did not include anything specific for any particular storm. And when I say that, you know, the probably the most recent one would be a year ago when we had significant storm damage up in the northwestern part of the state. And there were a lot of poles down, a lot of wires on the ground, and outages that extended for, you know, kind of an unprecedented period of time. So none of that was the driver in this rate case. And none of it was really specifically set aside and is expected to be recovered in this particular rate filing. Now, in regards to the comments Commissioner Fedorchak made, you know, there are times when the system where we purchase our energy has had some pretty significant price increases. And that's, you know, there's a lot of factors in that, whether it's, you know, the generation resources that we have here, or, you know, the market that we buy energy from goes all the way to the southern end of the country. So there's a lot of outside factors. In those particular cases, though, all of that fuel, we update that every month, and we provide that back through customer bills. Not exactly real time, but fairly quickly we turn that around. We still, I think, have one of the lowest energy prices in the country where we sit. And so we're fortunate as a company and as residents of North Dakota to have those low prices that we see. So again, you know, in terms of this particular filing and this case, we do not set aside anything in terms of storm damage, and all of the fuel that we've encountered is passed back on a monthly basis. Does that help? Hopefully it does. Thank you.
Well, yeah, kind of on this, you know, but like I said, every time there's a storm, and that's a thing that, I guess this may not pertain to it, but I just voiced my opinion, I guess, on it, but I would think you'd have insurances and stuff that to cover all that versus always, you know, any big storm and then all of a sudden there's a rate increase to cover all that expense.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate
kind of what I was trying to figure out, you know.
I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, Terry, and rest assured, we've got a 5-day hearing scheduled for this case in May, and so this and probably every other topic imaginable will be explored. So, but I missed, I don't know if you said it and I missed it, or if you didn't say, what town are you from, Terry?
Dickinson.
Yep. Well, thank you for sharing with us today.
Okay. Well, you're welcome, and thanks for a call back. So.
It's all helpful.
Thanks.
Have a nice afternoon.
Thanks, Terry.
You bet. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next on our list is Larry Wagner from Bismarck. Hello, is this Larry Wagner?
Yes.
Hello, Larry. This is the Public Service Commission calling you for today's public input session for the MDU rate case.
Okay. You want my comments now?
Yes, sir. This is Randy Christman, the chair of the commission, and all the commissioners are here. I don't know if you were able to monitor it, but the company gave a presentation on kind of the driving factors for their rate request and such. And so now we're ready to hear from you.
Okay. Well, both my wife and I are in our 80s. We're on a fixed income. We've had to do lots of cutting back because of the price increases all over. And we've had to adjust to doing less with the same amount of money we have. Our purchasing power, of course, has gone down. And, you know, maybe MDU, now they've been a good company. I have no real complaints about their service, but, you know, maybe they should show the Public Service Commission what they've done to cut back on some of their costs that before they look for rate increases. So I guess, in a nutshell, I'm opposed to the rate increase. That's all I have to say.
I appreciate that, Larry. Just so you know, like, this is the public input session time, and later on in May, actually, we're scheduled for a full 5 days of hearing, and there will be interveners involved, and there will be our staff. We have an advocacy staff that is representing people just like yourself, and so this and other things will be thoroughly explored. I'm just looking to see if any of the other commissioners have a question for you, and I'm not seeing any. But thank you for sharing your thoughts on this, Larry. Every bit of public input we get helps.
Yeah, you're very welcome, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to make some comments. So, thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Larry.
You too.
Thank you, Larry.
Sure. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I believe that's it for all that we had called in the queue.
Okay.
Is
well,
the queue open? Like, was it open for a window of time? Or? I see.
And okay. We didn't this time set an end time like we sometimes have, and then had to sit for a long, long time. But it did say the opening time of 12. I do think we should maybe just stand at ease here a little while and give them a little more time if you guys are...
I'm fine.
I do also have it displayed on the broadcast, too.
So if anyone is listening and is unsure of how to contact us on this, first of all, I'll say you can provide written input at through our website, which is NDPSC, like Public Service Commission, @nd.gov, or you can send mail through the U.S. mail to the Public Service Commission, and our address is 600 East Boulevard Avenue, Department 408. This is in Bismarck, and the zip code is 58505. And if you would like to call us right now, you can call 328-4081. This is, of course, a 701 number, 328-4081. So if either of the other commissioners have a speech on any topics that you want to present right now, this is a great opportunity. Maybe like the lovely weather we've been having, or
how travel was yesterday.
how much you're going to miss the extra early mornings and the extra late nights dealing with legislation when that wraps up in a few weeks, or anything that you might want to comment about.
Well, deeply, I'm going to miss shoveling snow when it finally melts, but I will work through it. I will find to exercise in another way, like mowing my yard.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if, I know I've heard and read a few comments from people about how after, specifically Bismarck, has gone through what it's gone through since early November and accumulated 90-some inches of snow, that some people were feeling like, well, we might as well get a few more and set a record, because I think it was, as of last week, just a few inches short of first and second place records. And I don't know if
did we break the record?
I wouldn't think so. I don't think it snowed very much yesterday.
We all look it.
I'll speak up here. I believe.
But I'm concerned that the wind will create the drifts that will break the record, not the actual snowfall. So I don't
still
know.
Still counts.
Yeah, okay.
Do you actually know, you want to know how they, you guys know how they measure snow?
I don't.
So, I guess we have nothing else to talk about. I went on to the National Weather Service, you know, they're down by the airport.
Uh-huh.
So I went down there, and I said, hey, how do you measure snow? And he said, well, come with me, I'll show you. And he takes the yardstick, and they have this big open field, and he just measures it in a bunch of areas, and he just averages it out. It's like, wow, that seems way less scientific than I thought.
So we could do that in our yard, too.
You could, yeah. And he has like a circle. It seems kind of like a ritualistic kind of thing.
Okay, so he always goes to the same areas.
Yeah, and he has sort of a bucket kind of thing that he does something like that.
Well, while I know that I don't understand nearly all the things that this can do, I am a huge fan of the NDON system, which is the North Dakota Ag Weather Network. And they have stations all around the state, but especially they really invested heavily about 10 or 15 years ago out in the oil patch, because it was useful so that if one area got excessive rain and they needed to shut down county roads, they didn't have to shut down the whole county, for instance. And so there's a lot of them there. One of them happens to be very near my place at Hazen, and it was there for about 10 or 15 years that I knew it was something with the weather. I didn't know of its availability, but you can log on there, and like in the summer when it, on summers when it does rain a little bit, you can monitor it. Actually, about every 5 minutes it updates. And so now, since I've learned of how it works the last 10 or 15 years, I don't even put out a rain gauge, because it's easier to just look on the phone. And that has kind of a little spinning thing that catches it, and it's more accurate than a traditional gauge. And I thought they added something to it in the last couple years, that it can now measure snowfall, but I guess I just never think to look in the winter at the snowfall totals. So, but I know there's no one out there to walk around with a yardstick. So I'm not sure if or how they do it. But that's interesting because I thought, too, that there was going to be a more scientific explanation than a yardstick.
Yeah,
so a nice answer there.
Yeah.
This area that's sort of like you can't walk there. That's very, it'd be very bad if you walk there because it would mess up their measurements for the whole year. And so they have, you know, it's not like walled off or anything because I think we'd be able to grip properly or whatever it is. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. You know, there's like a sacred, like, 12-foot square in the middle of some field somewhere in South Bismarck.
And so is it a ways from their office to drive out there?
Yeah,
is it in the middle of the field? Or?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, down their office down by the airport.
Uh-huh.
It's just out in the
backyard.
In the backyard, yeah. But it's, you know, 100 yards from the backyard.
So they do show that on the news where they'll do the record fall and then there's that yardstick. So it is the scientific measurement.
And, you know, since these are recorded now, we can turn the tables on you, and we can now issue a release, an explanation of how the snow is measured and feature you, and so we'll report on you instead of the other way around.
The expert, I suppose.
Yeah.
We did receive another call.
Okay.
Thank you. So we will be calling Kyle Hammond from Bismarck.
Hello.
Hello, is this Kyle?
This is.
Hi, Kyle. This is the Public Service Commission calling you back for your public input on today's rate public input session for the rate case.
Thank you for the callback. The question I had was, hold on a second here. Excuse me one second. Sorry. So last July, MDU had requested this rate increase, and the PCS on July 14th approved the interim increase rate about just shy of 9%, and that's already taken effect already. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So since that has already taken effect, they're asking for, is it another 3%? About to do an overall increase of 12%?
I don't have the percentages with me, but I will just tell you the way this works by law. When these investor-owned utilities request a rate increase, we're required to grant them an interim rate until we're able to gather all the information and have a hearing and everything and take care of it. Interim rate is not necessarily the full amount they're requesting, and our staff works on finding an appropriate rate, and then we approve that. And so that's what's been collected, just so that it's not building up the revenues that they're arguing are needing to be replaced. And so, but they're still requesting their original request, and that interim was a part of that.
Okay. So thank you. Looking at the MDU Resources net income for the quarter ending December 31st, 2022, they already saw a 35.3% increase from the previous year, with already making 35% more in one quarter from the previous year. Do you actually need more of an increase in the almost already 9% that you've already tacked on going forward?
And this is actually, to explain our process, Kyle, This is right for public input for you to tell us. And then ultimately, when we have the hearing, we will be asking the company a lot of questions, and that's their chance to answer. So I get your question. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I hope that's one of the questions that you do ask them, that we look at their financial records appropriately and already see that in the last quarter of last year, they saw a 35% increase from the previous year. So tacking on another 3, 4, 5% on top of the 9% that was already given to them in the interim release, I mean, that just seems more than what the people of this town can afford to pay this company. I mean, rates are ridiculous. If I'm already paying 25% in gas and electric compared to what I pay on my mortgage, I mean, these rates are just getting out of hand. I understand that they're a large company. They have a lot of bills. But, man, my electric and gas shouldn't cost 25% of what it costs for me to actually own a home. See, this is a very lean time for a lot of workers out in the field right now, and increasing the rates more than they already are just seems too much for the regular worker to handle. And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, we've got down, and Commissioner Fedorchuk has a question for you, but I do want to say first one thing, and it happens among our investor-owned utilities, but especially with MDU because of using the common words in the titles, but we're dealing with Montana Dakota Utilities, the utility company here, and MDU Resources has some non-regulated business. And so sometimes one can hear reports about profits from the non-regulated side, which we are not able to really use as a basis for their income there. Entitled by law to a rate of return on the utility portion of their business. But we will definitely be digging into all that and take into consideration but your point here. But like I said, Commissioner Fedorchuk has a question for you.
Yes.
Thanks, Kyle. And it's kind of to the point that Randy was going, but I was just going to ask you, do you happen to know if that figure is for the figure you're quoting, is it for MDU Resources Incorporated or MDU Utility?
That would be for MDU Resources.
Okay. And the utility does feed into that, but that wouldn't be the number just for them. So, but we will definitely be digging into the financial justification for what they're asking for and spending a lot of time on that. So please feel free to listen in on our hearings at any point if you have the time to do so.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kyle.
Any others?
Thanks, Kyle.
No one else so far.
Matt, what was his last name?
Hammond.
Yeah, what I have here is Hammond, H-A-M-A-N.
Okay, thank you.
Any thoughts on how long we want to hold open? I know a lot of people around the room earning a lot of money that could be doing really important things, but I also don't want to shut this off prematurely either. So, thoughts?
I'm comfortable with one.
Yeah, one would seem reasonable. I would think we'd need to go any longer than that, but also, unless we have some more good weather stories. We could talk about whether school should or shouldn't be canceled on days like today.
or implement virtual learning.
I have a son doing virtual learning. I'm not impressed. Let's just say that.
He's allegedly virtually learning.
Exactly.
I'm sure that he just does that as a front so that you don't run around bragging about him all the time. I'm sure as soon as you leave,
right.
He buckles right down.
I'm sure. Probably.
I don't think I'd have been a good virtual high schooler. I mean, I wasn't even that good of a high schooler at all. Even when there was
in person
constant supervision. But, man, when I think of just sitting at home all alone. Boy.
With your computer? Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
See you at 5?
Maybe. I'd have to be out in the blowing snow. I'd rather be.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I found it hard to resist the distractions.
Yeah. I went in, Sam was in bed with his laptop open and laying on his pillow. Zonked. And I was like, Sam, get out of bed. Get at your desk and get to work here. And he's like, I'm watching a podcast. I had to watch a 45-minute podcast. I was listening. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Busted. By a mean mom. As long as they're learning.
If they're
doing
something.
That is the goal. Yeah. The goal is to learn, not just put in a certain number of days. Allegedly, anyway. I don't know. I think they've had more days off this year than I had my entire career of K through 16. Because I don't think we got a single day in college.
UND.
And Elizabeth, all the colleges were off since Monday. They canceled everything for the rest of the week. Just gone.
No virtual.
Get home.
We
didn't want to get stuck for Easter.
I can remember one college day when we were off specifically. I don't know if there were more, but I remember one. You know, I wonder, though, with this, you don't have to make up the days, we can do this virtual thing. I wonder if they're canceling school more easily, or if this is, it's been a harsh winter, so maybe not. I just don't know enough about the topic.
I don't know
what they use as a judgment call when to cancel school, really.
I did receive another caller.
Oh, good.
Bingo.
Calling Daniel Crank from Dickinson.
Hopefully he's calling about this in school. Opinions.
Hello,
is this Daniel?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Daniel. This is the Public Service Commission giving you a call back for public input on today's public input session for the MDU rate case.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you called back.
Well, welcome, Daniel. Danny, can you first spell your last name, please?
K-R-A-N-K.
Got it. So all three commissioners are here. There's as well as some of our staff who will be working on this case, and
very good.
Several representatives of MDU. So go ahead. We welcome your comments.
Well, you know, I'm pretty upset, actually, because the rate increase should not be allowed. MDU got a rate increase earlier, a couple months back, just before the cold snap hit. All of our MDU bills, every citizen in the United States, in North Dakota, our MDU bills are astronomical compared to what they used to be. I'm sorry, electric rate increase on top of that? We're all broke already. We can't even afford to buy groceries. This rate increase should not be allowed. If everybody got a pay increase every year, like they got rate increases for years in a row, and I don't know the exact number, but it's pretty upsetting. If they get another rate increase, what are we supposed to do to pay our bill?
Okay, sorry for the delay. I was just making some notes here, and I see our staff taking notes as well. I'm just checking to see if either of the commissioners have a question for you.
Okay.
They do not, so we appreciate your input, Daniel.
Okay, thank you.
You have a great afternoon. Stay safe.
You too.
Thanks, yep. Daniel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep.
I have a question for you guys. When this was publicized about your rate increases, do you see an increase in your telephone calls into your line regarding rate increases and taking that time to educate the public on your proposed rate increases in the process?
Yeah, I'm not aware that we get very many. So one of the things that, you know, and this was alluded to, is the high price of gas, you know, which is also, to some extent, increased the cost of electricity as well. You know, I do empathize, and I certainly know that it does make it challenging. I look at my own MDU bill on the gas side. The cost of natural gas is higher. So I think, I guess the long way of saying that is, I think we get more calls related to the winter cost, particularly on the gas side. And it, you know, we talked about the weather earlier. We're going on just about 6 months of snow cover and cold weather. So, you know, we certainly see that, but nothing specific to the case that I'm aware of, at least, you know, not of a volume that is concerning.
Yeah, I mean, we document our calls, and, you know, we could see an increase when we do something, you know, as far as notice on that. I just have one more question with that. Do you see more and more people going on the average billing? And I think that's a great service that you guys do. Not all companies do that, but do you see more and more people go on average billing?
I think it's fairly steady.
There's a gradual increase.
Yep.
All the time. So it's not like a great number, but it's always an uptick.
Yep.
And that is a benefit. We do that across all the states.
Yeah.
Promoted quite heavily.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
And with combination customers, a lot of times their summer bills on the electric side are higher.
Mm-hmm.
And in the winter, there is some natural balance to that. But we push that a lot. Mm-hmm. All of our agents do that. You know, we do some advertising on it. And so we do try to get people at least aware of it.
Yeah, that's good.
I was just looking at our tracking. I think in the last month, we had 13 comments to our office opposing the rate increase, the MDU rate increase. And that was, you know, there's probably some from the previous month as well, so.
Did you count the ones that are supportive?
I didn't see any of those.
That must be a different
maybe
page.
It's logged differently.
Our input session?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot of attention, media attention.
Yeah, it was on KFIRE News, and that went out on social media too, you know, as far as that. So, yeah.
Sometimes we've had a lot, but, you know, remember when before we did it virtually, I think we got more people. When they come up, and especially the evening one, we kind of had this room full sometimes.
Yeah, in the other locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be a handful kind of out on the road. Is AARP intervened in this? They tend to get the information on all these public hearings too, but that's, I think, been a lot of the participants in the past have been folks at AARP reached out
right.
to.
And we might get more this evening.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised that they didn't call in. Yeah. There's not much to dig.
In some areas, my drift was pretty big.
Yeah.
Backed up.
Drove right through it. Yep.
Well, he should be able to...
Now that's learning. Learning how to work. Yep. Yeah, that's productive,
leadership.
Travis. Earning your keep. Virtual learner.
Oh, that's awesome. See, it does work.
Yeah. You can have a virtual learner make supper.
Between lessons.
Yes, between lessons.
Oh, come on. He can take the computer in the kitchen and listen right. to the podcast again.
He's too focused. The supper wouldn't turn out because he's so distracted
Mom, I gotta
by
focus.
That podcast.
Oh, we were rearranging his room and added a desk so he'd get out of his... I went and stole the desk from his brother and was like, you need a better place to work at 7:30 in the morning.
All I want to know is, if you're the principal, do you give detention?
Yep, I took his phone. That's pretty much detention for any kid nowadays.
Could also change the Wi-Fi password.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't want to get into it. That's like taking a knife to a gunfight with a teenager. He'd be doing things that I could never outdo with the technology in our house.
Your kids are in trouble.
You set the password different every day, and you have a list of chores to be done for them to get the password.
Yeah, I'm afraid. Next
day, you can get a bill the next month from a different internet company.
Yeah,
got his
exactly.
own the whole time.
That would be about it.
Any more calls?
Nothing yet.
We're at 1 o'clock. If you two are both comfortable with it, I think we can wrap this one up. And
I think so.
I am. If you just want to remind people about
okay.
the 1 o'clock one. Yeah.
If anyone is listening and was just on the verge of dialing, that could happen no matter when we wrap this up, I guess. But we will reconvene at 5 o'clock this afternoon again. Thank you, everyone. And this isn't a meeting to adjourn, but we will just wrap up this public input session. Thank you.